Hello, it's Aaron Goodwin. This podcast, it's strictly on bullying, like in you know, when people bully other kids. I mean, it can even be grown adults doing it. I just don't dig it. I don't like it. I think it's stupid. It's not cool. I'm kind of like, I don't know. I took it, like, back then I didn't call it big stepping, but now looking at it, I took a big step by ignoring half of these bullies. I mean, they come at you and they say certain things, but you got to understand one thing. They're either jealous or they're just trying to look cool. And the more they pick on people, the more people laugh at them, the more people like, oh yeah, and want to be their friend. It's the weirdest thing. But when I was young, my mom was good because she's always say, do unto others as they do unto you. And so I always thought if I went back hardcore at these people, then I'm just playing their game. And in a weird way, when I was young, I kind of realized kind of like the whole thing about people. I didn't realize the whole thing, but I realized some things. And I realized some people have really insecurities. And so usually when they're making fun of you, it's usually because they're jealous in some weird way. It just sucks. It's a terrible thing. And it's really affecting people. And really, it comes down to ourselves realizing that bullying shouldn't matter. It's like, I don't know. How do I say this? Okay, I got picked on all the time. All the time. All the way until like fifth grade. Well, I went from first grade getting made fun of on the bus every single day to third grade finally going to a bigger city and living there and then getting picked on by the bully kids, but then kind of fitting in because I was at that weird age group where everyone was kind of friends. Then after that, I went to another school where I got chased around every single day in recess. I always had to watch my back. It was hell. And then I went to Christian school, and that was more chill because you don't get in trouble really for the, like, you don't really do anything bad there. And if you do, you're in big trouble. And so, and then after that, I went to high school, like public school, and the bullying started again. But by sophomore year, I put that to an end because I just didn't care if they bullied me. That's kind of an outline of what I'm going to be talking about here. I'll talk about what I was getting made fun of here in a second. But that was kind of like the rundown of what I went through. And so I kind of learned at a young age that people just do dumb stuff. And sometimes they don't realize it. I don't know. I just kind of got it. So when bullying or when in high school or grade school, when it really changes your life and you really start to change, bullying can be a real big effect because you either go with the bully and change and you become someone you don't want to be because of the bully, or you get bullied and it either affects you in a weird way, you get depressed or you just don't fit in and then you just blah, and it happens. And or sometimes you can fight through it and just go, okay, whatever, and walk away. I actually got to be like, after a certain age, I'd say about 6th, 7th, and 8th, and all the way in high school, I realized that bullying was just another way of someone jealous of something of you, or at the same time, just trying to look cool in front of others. And how many times have you had someone like do something, maybe mean to you, and then later on they come up to you and really apologize for it and they really feel bad? Well, that's what happens. I mean, I guarantee you half of these bullies out there later on in life are going to regret it and come and apologize one day, or not apologize and just live with it on their conscience. But it really affects the people they bully and they don't even really see it. So I kind of went with the approach of every time I was getting called fat, I took the approach as they're just trying to look cool in front of others. And everyone else who was laughing, you could really see in their face that they're laughing just to fit in, but at the same time, they kind of feel bad. So it's in a way, it's tough. It's tough to sit there and get battled on, or like if you don't fit in and they just come at you hardcore or anything, bully, you could do something to piss someone off and now it's bully time on you, you know? It just sucks. But you got to remember one thing. Grade school, high school, it's nothing. Your life doesn't really start until college, and if you don't go to college, or if you do afterwards in your adult life. I always thought high school was, you know, where was that? It was always like high school, you know, this is the prime of the life. This is it. This is, you know, the highlights of everything. In a way it is, because you don't have that much responsibility and you can actually go out and do things. You got homework and school and, you know, sports or whatever you got to do, but you don't really aren't working too much. And if you are having a job, you understand how working in school is so much, is a lot of work, but your life really starts outside of high school. So all these people who are bullying you in high school and they're changing you and you're being affected by this, don't let it, because that stuff doesn't really matter. I mean, it matters to learn, but like when it comes to like people and, you know, changing your ways to be cool around them and stuff like that, that doesn't matter, because after you get out of high school, that's when it really matters. And so like, you know, like these people who can get ridiculed or bashed upon and can literally sit there and look at them and feel sorry for them, because there's two ways. You can either get mad at them, you can sit back and say nothing and feel depressed or upset about it, or you can take another angle and look at them and feel bad for them because they're trying to do this to fit in, because really, without them bullying, they're not cool. You know what I'm saying? And it can be bullying up to mean things people say, or it can be all the way up to bullying of just slight little things, you know? And that's just high school. I mean, bullying goes on all the way from growing up and work and everything. So, I mean, you just got to look at every time these people come at you with some sort of a way to be able to blow it off and rub it off your shoulders, because the key is this: not everyone thinks the way you are. So not everyone thinks the way that bully thinks. Not everyone thinks the way the person who's getting bullied thinks. Everyone thinks differently in life. Everyone has a different point of view. So when they're coming at you saying something mean, they don't understand where you're coming from. Let's say like, maybe you're real quiet and you just sit back and chill and you watch things happen and you're just to yourself all the time. So everyone's just like, oh, about the you or about this person who does that. They just don't get it. They don't see through your point of eyes. They don't know what you've done. They don't know how you've grown up. They don't know anything. So next time they're ridiculing you or something, you know, just like either blow it off or say something like, you have no idea about me. You have no idea the way I learned, and the way you're talking to me right now really puts a damper on me and really affects me, because you're really bashing on some things that really are private. And then they may look at their face, or maybe they'll go off hardcore. I mean, don't say that, but like say something clever. If you have to say something clever like that. But I don't know. It sucks. But just know, if you are getting bullied out there and it's really bothering you, just sit back, because a couple years from now, it won't even matter, because every person's life right now, you're one way, and 5 years, you'll be a different way. Your life changes. If it's always the same, then it's kind of stale. So your way of living always makes you do newer and better things. And if it gets worse, then maybe 5 years later, it'll get better. And if it's better and then it gets worse, it might get better again later. Just never give up on it. You can always change your point of view or your thought on a situation. So when you're getting really sad and you're in your room and you're tired of being bullied because, you know, you're overweight or you're different than other people or just anything. I mean, God, there's so many different things. Just know that right now it sucks, but in a year from now, 6 months from now, it's not going to suck as bad. Maybe that bully gets transferred out of school or does something wrong and gets put in juvenile school or jail. I mean, like, who knows? So once you remove that bully, it's better. But if you have to only deal with that bully at certain times, then just deal with that bully at certain times, and know when you're not dealing with that bully and that bully's left you alone, or it's, you know, you pass by him and you get a little hectic, but then like that's the last time you'll see him for the day. Just know that's the only time you got to deal with them. Other than that, be the way you want. Don't change for other people. Number one thing, just be yourself. And if people don't like yourself, screw it, dude. You know, like be yourself, because in 3 years from now, you'll be happy you were yourself. You'll be happy that you didn't change because of this, what people say. You'll be happy because you'll realize, oh, in high school, I could have been that. I could have done all that and that would have been bad. But instead, I sat back and was myself. And now look at me. I'm very happy. I'm now content. And now I'm ready to go face the world. So basically, when I was, all the way from first grade, I can remember, until about fifth grade. First grade to fifth grade, I was a little chunky, and I'd always get on the bus, and I lived in a small town. And so when I got on the bus when I was a kid, I'd get called Piggy, Porky, you name it. I mean, that's what I was called. And so I'd always have to sit on the front of the bus. And after, I think it was like second grade, we had moved. And third grade was more, like, I think our school, we live in a small town. And it was Sisters, Oregon. And so then that's just like in the mountains kind of thing. And then I moved to Eugene after that. And Eugene was way more populated. And from third grade to seventh grade there, I pretty much, I didn't get picked on as much, but I still got bullied around by those little punks. You know, little punk kids that run around like tougher than shit, but really they're not. Those guys. Those guys got me from third to fifth grade. That was no fun because I would always get chased. I remember, God, there's so many stories. Okay, let me go back. Sorry. First grade to third grade, that was just like pretty much humiliating and just always like getting called names and chunky and stuff like that. But that was just me growing. I mean, like, my body was still growing because when I got a little older, I thinned out a bit, but I still was on the chunky side until I was in high school, or actually until I was like seventh grade. Then after that, I kind of like trimmed up a little because I got taller. But for a while, it was just about being Porky and fat and all that stuff. And whatever, dude, you're a kid, right? And so you're going to eat. You want to be a little chunky when you're a kid, I think, because you grow better. But anyways, it just comes down to, your body is a certain way. And when you grow, it's called baby fat. So when you grow, you get, you know, thinner and the baby fat dies away. So I was dealing with that from first to third grade. But then from fourth grade to fourth and fifth grade, that was a rough time. Because what happened was, is there was always these kids who chased me around. There's this one guy, and I think we're playing street football in school during the summer or something in my neighborhood. And I must have pissed him off or something, because his older brothers, they did something and they were always picking on me and trying to chase me around school. And so for fourth grade, it was nothing but recess time. Let's get Aaron. And so I would just run. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I got scared. Sometimes I thought, oh, this is fun. But it always hits you, you know? It's always like, why am I getting picked on? Like, what did I do? And so I ended up confronting the kid, and I got really upset with him. So I did pick on him a little bit. And then I realized, you know what? That's two wrongs don't make a right. So I finally apologized to him. And then I went to a Christian school. And it was really weird because at the time of Christian school, you just go into a whole, there was like, I don't know, 15 or 20 people in my class. And in Christian school, it's kind of different. It's kind of like, you know, everyone's accepted, everyone's this and that. And so that was kind of easier and it was fun, but it wasn't, you know, public school. And so public school, it's a lot different. So getting chased around from fourth to fifth grade, that was a lot of work, because then they're plus in my neighborhood, and it was just odd. And so after that, I went to Christian school, and Christian school is a little different. Of course, you know, you can't really do too much or say too much or you get in trouble. And so I pretty much just stuck with sports and did that kind of thing for a while. It was pretty cool because I got real tall, and I was hooping it up basketball. And, you know, that's all I lived and breathed basketball. That's all I did from sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, and then hit high school. So high school, here I come. I'm now waiting on the bus to go to private school, and it's all back to, you know, taunt this and taunt that at me. It was really bad. I mean, like, as soon as I got into high school, I had friends, but there was another clique of friends that were always just a little rude or mean or always doing devious things to me. It was like the cool kids. And at this point in time, I kind of just blew it off. I was just kind of like, whatever. But it still irks you, you know? Then the funny part is when I was waiting my freshman year to get on the bus, here came these punk kids that used to pick on me in fourth and fifth grade. And all of a sudden they're at my bus stop, and I hadn't seen them probably in like a year, year and a half. And they started making fun of me again and coming at me hardcore. And by this time I was already friends with their brother, but they were just doing it to be cool because, oh, new kid, freshman, let's pick on him. And this probably went on for like 4 or 5 months. And then one day I just lost it. I threw my book bags down and I walked up to him and I said, let's just do this. Let's just get it over with. Let's fight, you know, so we can just stop this name calling thing and just, you know, whatever. And he backed down and totally like was like, no, no, it's cool. It's cool. And so it was pretty funny. And then they all wanted to be my friends because what happened was, is I grew and I got taller and I actually, you know, I think it was like, by then I was already 6'2". So yeah, I was, no, actually I wasn't 6'2" yet in high school. Yeah, no, I was 6'2". I don't remember. Anyways, but I was a little bigger and stronger and yeah, they backed down. But so that was kind of my bullying growing up in high school. I mean, I didn't do anything really bad until I was 18. I didn't. I didn't do anything. My mom told me if I French kissed a girl, I'd get AIDS. I swear to God, she told me that. And I freaked out until my sophomore year. It's not true, but I, in my head, thought it was true. So, like, I was, my nickname in high school was Goody, and I would get made fun of because I didn't do anything bad. I think one time I egged. I went out and egged, and then I got in trouble by the cops and had to do community service, and that was the only thing I've ever done that's been bad. And so, like, after high school, I realized, thank God I didn't go and do all that stupid stuff that people did, because really, college and out of school is where you really learn and live things, and so I was smarter if I did something. And so it was just, I didn't do anything real dumb. And when my point of all this is when you start doing things like not so smart in high school or grade school, that's when the bullies or the dumb people or the, I'm just saying these words because there's other things I could be saying, but I'm trying to keep it a little chill, but bad things can happen to you. So just always be yourself, always be content with yourself. And if people are bullying you or telling you it's this or that, just either ignore it and get through it, but don't let it kill you, or don't let it destroy you inside, or don't let it do anything like that, because you'll realize, yeah, it may be bad right then and there, and it may be bad for a few months or a year or whatever. 2 years from now, it'll be all good. What you're going through in high school and in young life, it's just a phase. And I know, trust me, I've been there. And I know your parents probably tell you the same thing, but it's true. It's you won't know it until you get there, but trust me, it's there. So hang in there. And if like you are getting bullied, maybe this will help you, I don't know, in those moments, or especially when you're down by yourself, this is a good thing to listen to or remember, because just remember, in a year from now or 2 years from now, or maybe even 5 years from now, it could all change. I mean, heck, I wanted to be an accountant. I wanted to be a basketball player or accountant. And now look where I'm at. Everything changes. I never saw this coming. And now look at it. Bam. And so it just shows you 5 years from now, you could be, I don't know, if you want to be a run for Congress, you could be owning 10 businesses instead, you know, like who knows? Here's another really important thing. You are who you are. Be yourself. Be yourself, because you're your best friend. And later in life, you will be stronger for that. And you will thank you for yourself for that. People go out and they lose themselves. And they change their ways. And they really wish they wouldn't have. Yeah, everyone does certain things for a reason. But you can, you know, hold on to that and make it not change for bad reasons or good reasons or whatever. So pretty much what I'm trying to get at is hang in there. Don't allow peer pressure to get you. If it does, say no to peer pressure at least 3 times before you do it, because you want to see other people doing things first before you go out and do something. Because you want to know what something is on peer pressure instead of just going, oh, screw it, I'll do it. Let's do it. And because that's not good, because you don't know the effects. You don't know what's going to happen. In a weird way, that's bullying when it's peer pressure. That's a bully. So getting peer pressured on something is not good. And so my rule was, if I got peer pressured on something, say no for 3 times in a row. I mean, you know, like not right then and there, but like 3 different days. because what's going to happen is you'll be glad you did that. Two is you'll look back and see your friends who are doing something that you're peer pressuring you on, and you'd be like, oh man, I'm glad I didn't do that instead of doing it. If you do that, trust me, you'll be much stronger and happier in life. And that comes down to bullying. So when you get bullied, just remember, hang in there, ignore it in a weird way if you can. I mean, you can't ignore those things, trust me, I know. But if you ignore it to the point where you ignore the fact that it won't let you affect yourself, that's when you should really kick, that's when it's good. Because when you're sitting there all by yourself and you're depressed because you're different from other people and they're making fun of you for that reason, and you're at home sitting there all sad, just know, out of high school, out of grade school, even college, really, all when you get in the real world, it doesn't matter. Everyone's point of views are different, and no one's, you're in a small community of people, and those people pick on you. Those people are your family in a weird way, even though they're just your friends or you don't really talk to them at school. So you have no choice but to have gossip and have bullying go on. As soon as you get out of that school and you go on the real world, it's all different. You pick and choose who you want to hang out with. Pick and choose what you want to do. But right now, you can't pick and choose. You have to deal with it. So I'm just kind of like throwing that out there. It's just like, hang in there. Be your friend. Be your own self. Be yourself's best friend, because at the end, you will be happy and it'll make you stronger. Hey, whew, there's so much I can talk about. So I just wanted to throw this out there. I mean, I hope it helped. Yes, I was bullied for a long time, but I took a bigger step about it. I took a step of like not letting it affect me, understanding where they're coming from, and taking that third view at it instead of fight them, get angry. There's one view. Second view is to ignore it and get sad and bitter and it affects you. Or the third view is to step back, look at what's going on and understand maybe where he's coming from and being like, dude, you know, he's messed up in his head for doing this, or he or she for even saying this stuff to me, because that's not cool. And you don't even know me. And so like for him to say all that stuff, even if people are watching, and then all of a sudden you look at him and go, man, you don't even know me. If that was your answer, he would either get one so upset, he would try to make it worse, but then everyone there would see it. Or he might, you know, or he would just eventually pull away. Or you just have a human conversation with him. Just say, look, I don't want to fight you, so let's have a human conversation. Why are you picking on me? You know, like, I mean, but trust me, you can't do that with certain people. I get it. I got it. So that's why you just got to go home when it's bugging you. Realize later on in life, I'll be okay. Right now, it's just a phase. Screw it. I'm getting over it. You know, like, I don't know. I hope that helps, because this is a serious topic, you know, like, and it's tough. Here's the thing. All right. Big step in the bully. It's kind of like the motto I'm going with it. I'm trying to roll with the big step in the bully, because I mean, back in the day, I didn't really call anything big stepping, but now that I look at it, I was big step in the bully. Big step in the bully is pretty much, instead of falling into his trap, into that person's web of mess they're trying to get you in, you kind of step back and you take a bigger approach to it. You look at it as you take a big step by not letting it destroy your life. Because if you let it destroy your life, it's going to destroy your life. This is one person's angle. Even if you get six people behind you, you're in a school, and that school is a big, huge school. And there may be 100 people that don't like you, but there's probably, you know, 800 more that does. Or if it's a small school, you know, you get what I'm saying. Bullies go after you, and they always change their ways. And if they don't, something happens to them along the way. So the big step would be to just understand he doesn't know you. Be yourself, be your best friend, because at the end, you will thank yourself. And so the big step is not to let it affect you personally. I mean, it's going to affect you emotionally. It's going to affect you, like, you know, like in public. But the key thing is to take that big step and not let it affect you when you're at home by yourself or when you're depressed about it. The big step is to realize, hey, it's okay to be me, because when I get older, this won't really matter. And now let me explain more detail. Now, I'm saying all this, and this is just my point of view, and there's probably still more to it, and I'll probably talk about it more. But this podcast is allowing, you know, some more questions to arise or some more questions to be asked about this. So I'll do another podcast and I'll ask more questions about to you guys, because I mean, you got to hang in there. You got to not worry about it. And if you are a bully, screw you, man, because that's messed up. Because not only one, you're messing with people's heads. You're affecting their lives. You're changing something in someone. You know, there's a pure and innocent to something. And then if bullies come in and peer pressure and bullies come in, and it changes that beauty of that person, that inner beauty. So if you're a bully and a peer pressure, you really should be ashamed of yourself. But at the same time, maybe, you know, there's always room for change. So if a bully changes, and even if he doesn't apologize and you see a sudden change in a bully, that's a good thing, man. And that should be recognized in a weird way. And in a weird way, if someone does change and they were bullying and now they're not so much, maybe a girlfriend got to them and now they're just changed, you know, go up to them and say, hey, man, your attitude's awesome lately. And, you know, I know you used to pick on me and stuff, but, you know, I just want to say thanks, man. You're a cool guy. And then that would blow their mind, you know, but maybe not. Maybe not certain guys or girls or whatever. So maybe don't say it to anybody. But I don't know. It's bad. And if you are bullying, you really should stop, because later on in life, you're going to realize, oh, man, I really did, you know, mess with some people, and it probably did mess with their brain. And now look at them. And I mean, you bullies, I mean, you really do affect things. And it takes a big step to step away from it and not let it affect you. But it takes a bigger step to stop being a bully. So if you are listening to this and you are a bully out there, or you're a peer pressure, don't chill out, because not everyone has to be you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's okay to have different variety of friends. I mean, it's great. You know, why not? Instead of always being the cool kid or blah, blah, blah. Well, dude, you'd be a cool kid if you just liked everybody. You know, people like people who like everybody and are nice. So I don't know. Sorry. I just don't like bullies. And I mean, and if you are a bully, I'll still like the person, because everyone has their reasons for things. But when it comes to a bully, I just don't listen to it. And I just kind of fade away. But it's tough. It is. It gets to you. It's tough. So that's why in school, I was kind of a loner in a weird way. I mean, like, I did have friends and I learned how to do things like hanging out and like, you know, but in high school, my friends were outside school. Like when I finally just had my friends I just hung out with that were outside of school and they weren't going to my school, that's when things changed, because everyone noticed, like, oh, he doesn't hang out with everyone in high school. It was weird. And I played sports and did all that stuff. I mean, I hung out with people in high school, but my real friends were outside of school. And so, cause I hopped around high school, so I had different friends, and I think that allowed me also not to get caught up in everything. And when you're yourself, you know, that's the coolest thing. And it's true. Life is too short. I mean, don't let high school change your life, because after high school is when it all starts. I know I keep saying this and I keep throwing this out there because it's true. You know, half the bullies out there always end up sad or alone until they change their ways. I mean, that, you know, while they're bullying, it's fun and cool, but they only get that satisfaction because most of their friends will kind of go home and be like, dude, he's an asshole. And then, you know, they're really not their friends in a weird way. It's weird. Or they are, and they're close friends and they do the bullying together. But either way, most of them are sad or lonely. And eventually they see what they did to people, and it, you know, it stays on their soul a little bit, I'd say, or maybe even forever, until they change. And maybe one day they'll come up and say sorry, or maybe they won't. And that's just a terrible burden on their soul. And that's the thing, man. I don't know how many bullies I've met in high school that now have changed, and either they don't even see it, or they do and they just don't say anything about it, because I've ran into them and they're like, oh, hey, what's up, Aaron? Instead of like, man, sorry about all that shit I did. But when you look at them, they know it, and they kind of have that guilty feeling and look. So it's kind of like, okay, you know, they got it. And so instead of them saying sorry and feeling better about it, they held it in. That sucks. They should have just said something. So it's like the bully will come in there and, you know, it's sad. They in a weird way, in the long run, they get the pleasure now, in the long run, the pain, you know, then you go through all the crap. So just be yourself. Just take a stand. Be yourself. If everyone was their selves, this whole world would change, or at least America would change, because it would be individualism instead of peer pressure. And there's a lot of you out there who are your own individual selves, and that's awesome. Keep with it. And you kind of understand what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's tough, and you know, you probably get ridiculed for things, but you do kind of get it, don't you? And so try to be yourself. It doesn't mean you have to go out there and be all like weird self. Be your true self, because when you're your true self, that's when you're the happiest. And if you're your true self in high school and you don't let those bullies really affect you too much, even though it hurts a little bit deep down, you take a big step to not let it affect you. That's when you overcome it. And that's when you'll see, holy crap, man, this is pretty cool. And you'll start living life real quick and a lot better, instead of the peer pressure way or being bullied and actually like fighting back and something bad happens. You know what I mean? So just take that bigger step and just try to ignore it. Sit back, because after a year of doing it, or after a few times of doing it, you know, you, I mean, it's scary because once they don't have your attention, they're pissed and they get worse. But if you can just keep doing it, it'll fade away, because not every single one of them is going to hurt you. They're not. One, they don't want to go to juvie. They don't want to go to jail. They don't want that stuff. So the chances of them actually coming at you and doing what the shit they're saying they're going to do, that's when it's like, I'd say a 30 to 70% chance, 30% chance they will. And if that's the case, then that's good odds, you know, and you might as well, and in a weird way, if you play it cool and they come after you anyways, well, then just, I don't know, you know, I mean, that's scary. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but just don't try to antagonize them. As soon as you get back and bitter and you say something stupid, that's all they want. Then they're ready to fight. But if you just do nothing and just go, hey, man, you don't even know me and you're saying that, that's kind of rude. Or they're like, oh, and then it gets worse. Just be like, look, I don't want to fight, you know, just... Dude, stop, you know, look at him like, who are you? Dude, grow up. Like, look at him that way. Don't say that, but look at him in that tone of that look of like, dude, grow up, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a weird way, that look will give them that, oh, and they might just leave you alone. And then you become the cool person, because everyone's like, dude, you don't even care if he bullies you around. Whoa, I'll be your friend. I mean, it has that effect. It really does. But I don't know. I'll do another blog about this later on after I read more comments. But I've been reading a lot of your comments, and I've kind of seen most of them are about the same, and that's why I keep going over the same stuff. And, you know, if you're out there listening and you're a parent, pass this along to one of the kids, or have them listen to it, because it really will stick in their mind, you know, to sit back and try to ignore it and realize there's three angles of every situation. There's confronting it, ignoring it, or stepping back and looking at it in the whole point of view of everything, you know, because like all these people standing around watching this are looking at that bully going, dude, that guy's an asshole, you know what I mean, and poor guy getting picked on. And when you stand up and just kind of ignore it, or just whatever, man, blow it off, or look at him like, what are you doing, grow up, that's when the public will see it and go, whoa, that guy just totally blew him off, you know, like you just blew off a bully. How'd you do that? That's what it is. It's just taking that big step and just trying to ignore it. That's what I think. That's what my opinion is. Hope it helped. And yes, I was bullied, so I totally got through it, and I just totally got through it the right way. Instead of doing something bad, I actually overcame it and saw it the third angle, the third way. So, all right, guys, well, hang in there, be strong, look outside the box on everything, and be yourself. Later.